Welcome to the June edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. In this month's journal, we feature four research papers spanning a diverse collection of topics in audio engineering. Product sound design is a relatively new field of audio research, which Reinier Jensen and his colleagues explore in a new paper entitled PST, Product Sound Sketching Tool. Many products produce sound that are intentional, such as the ring of the phone. And in many cases, the sonic aspects of a product are considered after the design is mostly complete, at which point the choices are limited. Here we have a tool that allows sounds to be sketched, enabling designers to begin the sound design process at an early stage. The preliminary results suggest that an inexperienced sound designer can successfully sketch a sound with the appropriate adjectives. Kazuryo Kundu takes us into the world of data hiding, showing how the complexity of human perception can be exploited to bury data in the echoes or reverberation of high-frequency signals. Metadata and copyright identification can be buried in this way. By extracting the sum and difference of the high-frequency audio signals in two channels, the buried data can be reconstructed, enabling average data rates of 22 bits per second to be achieved. The approach turned out to be robust to the addition of substantial amounts of noise, low bitrate encoding, sample rate conversion, pitch shifting, and frame misalignment. In Techniques for Synthetic Reconfiguration of Microphone Arrays, Yomi U and a number of other authors describe a way of transforming signals from one microphone array into those that would have been recorded by a different array in the same location. Three different methods are compared, consisting of a parametric and a non-parametric method, as well as a hybrid method that separates point sound and spatially diffuse elements. Their results show good agreement between measured and synthesized array outputs, and informal listening tests confirmed the ability to resynthesize sound fields effectively. As audio equipment becomes ever more sophisticated, user-friendly ways of controlling signal processing algorithms are needed. In a paper by Andrew Todd Sabin and two other authors, we hear of a method that attempts to map users' descriptors to technical parameters. A set of weighting functions takes into account the relative influence of a parameter on a particular adjective descriptor, such as warm, bright, and full. The approach was tested on equalization and reverberation processing, and the results were found to be promising. There's an international conference on audio for wirelessly networked mobile devices taking place in Korea between September 29th and October 1st, and you'll find a preview of the event in this month's journal. The importance of audio functionality in handheld devices has grown with each new generation of technology. As more handheld devices utilize the internet via wireless connections, they have evolved into ever more powerful multimedia platforms. Considering the ever-changing environment of personal devices, it is timely to hold a conference for the discussion of trends and the future of audio technologies for handheld devices that are wirelessly connected to one another and to home music systems. Conference chairs Jonathan Oh and Kyung-Win Chen look forward to welcoming you in Pohang, where you can also visit two UNESCO World Heritage sites as part of your stay. Catch up with the latest product launches in our Back of the Book updates, along with news about AES section activities around the world. We also bring you up to date with developments in audio standards, including various types of audio connectors, microphones, and digital audio measurements. All this and more can be found in the June issue of the AES Journal. Find the journal online at www.aes.org. Why not become a member and receive the world's only learned journal dedicated entirely to audio engineering on a regular basis? We look forward to welcoming you back next month. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.